One of the most influential women in business in South Africa, Hixonia Nyasulu, is rapidly developing an international reputation as a board member with integrity and drive. In this weekly podcast, Hixonia talks to Darren Moore about the Boardroom 101 tips that she's gathered throughout her many years in business.
Hello, Hixonia.
Hello, Darren.
How are you?
Very well, and you?
I'm very well, thank you. It's good to see you again.
And you.
Right, today could be a book all on its own. Yeah. Adapt or Die.
Adapt or Die. And again, as I have spoken on so many occasions, the world is changing. And there is no point in anyone trying to look at the world they live in, deciding they don't like it because of certain things, and they're choosing a different world because it's all interconnected. Mm. So what you're trying to run away from in one space is going to catch you in another space. And the reason I'm saying this is because the countries are learning from each other. The concept of affirmative action, for instance, started in the United States in 1965, if I'm correct about that. And so South Africa in 65 wasn't even thinking about diversity and righting the wrongs of the past along racial lines. But in 1965, there was already an executive order, number so-and-so, signed by President John F. Kennedy about affirmative action. And two decades later, it arrived in South Africa. And there are now many examples of different countries doing their form of affirmative action or inclusivity and diversity, call it what you are. Mm. And so different countries have different forms of this. Mm. The world is so interconnected. Mm. When the black economic empowerment thing came in South Africa, most people thought it started in South Africa. Mm. It didn't.
No.
Malaysia had it in 1966 or 67. Mm. So in the 60s. And so countries go around and see what is happening in other countries. The Australians are starting to have challenges with laws that have to recognize the rights of the First Nations, as they're called. Mm. So people who were there before the white settlers, so to speak, arrived. So the world looks at what is working in other countries, copies it, adapts it. Mm. So can you imagine if I left South Africa because, you know, I didn't like black economic empowerment, and then boom, indigenization hits me in most of Africa is now learned from South Africa. Mm. So some call it indigenization, but I know when I was at Sasol that Qatar was already very strict on indigenization. So as a South African company, we had to look at how we were including the Qataris in our work environment and to give to the government statistics about how Qataris are benefiting. It's going to happen everywhere. And I'm quite sure that, of course, Becca Nasperis, who's got this beautiful, I shouldn't give a billionaire plug, but he's got a beautiful property in the United Kingdom. Absolutely awesome country hotel like you've never seen before. I am sure, I can assure you that the British government is going to make sure he hasn't pulled a whole lot of South Africans in there, that he's benefiting British people. The world is looking to fix its social fabric. That's like the message.
It could be one of my favorites, Adapt or Die.
Yeah.
Thank you, Hixonia.
Thank you, Darren.
For more information on Hixonia, visit htothepowerofyou.com.